This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The shooting in Colorado has cast a pall on the presidential campaign. In Florida, President Obama cut short his two-day campaign trip and offered a few words to his supporters who had gathered in Fort Myers.
I am so moved by your support, but there are going to be other days for politics. I think, is a day for prayer and reflection.
Mitt Romney, meanwhile, had been all set for a campaign rally in Bow, New Hampshire. WBUR's Fred Tice covered that event and joins us in the studio. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Sasha.
Fred, I gather that the Romney campaign had to reconfigure what had been planned as a celebratory event.
Yeah, Romney has this crack advance team, and like every other Romney event, this one was perfectly planned with a backdrop of building materials, three American flags. It conveyed that we were at a successful small enterprise. But if the plan had been for Romney to continue hammering the president for what Republicans see as some anti-business remarks he made last week, the plan changed quickly. Romney's team, when I got there, was very somber, and they were quick to point out that this event would be a brief one in light of this morning's massacre in Colorado. Romney delivered some remarks all about the Colorado shooting.
I stand before you today not as a man running for office, but as a father and grandfather, a husband, an American. This is a time for each of us to look into our hearts and remember how much we love one another.
I understand Romney also adjusted his physical appearance.
Yeah, that's right. Now, usually at outdoor events in New Hampshire, he's dressed in blue jeans and an open-collar shirt. And today, he was in a navy jacket, light blue tie, dark gray slacks. Very different tone.
Fred, how many people were at the event? And how did Romney handle the fact that this was not going to be a campaign rally?
Romney's events are very choreographed, but despite that, there's an intimacy to them. And this one was no different. It had a few dozen people. And Romney chose to wait in a reception line for them as they filed out. Unlike other campaign stops, the handshaking was just like a reception line after a funeral. Romney exchanged a few words with every person as he shook hands with them.
And how about the next few days? How are the events in Colorado affecting the Romney campaign's upcoming plans?
The campaign has pulled out all its ads in Colorado, which is a swing state in this election. Ann Romney was due to campaign in North Carolina today, and all her events were canceled. The Romneys were already planning to spend a low-key weekend at their lakefront home in Wolfboro, but on Monday, Romney was due out on the West Coast for a series of fundraisers, and the campaign is rethinking that schedule.
And we should note that President Obama's campaign has pulled all of its ads off the air in Colorado as well, and the president is headed back to Washington. And Vice President Joe Biden and the First Lady also canceled their scheduled campaign stops. That's WBUR's Fred Tice. Fred, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.